Proclamation number 7542 of 8th of March, 1960. God's word announces his will. All thinking, willing and acting that is in accordance with the will of God serves the soul to its advantage. And the will of God is love. And thus a person's thinking, wanting and acting must always move within God's will if the principle of love prevails, if love determines all thinking, wanting and acting. Therefore the divine teaching of love cannot be preached to you humans often enough, which clearly presents God's will to you, and therefore every person who wants to become blissfully happy has to know about it. And because people become negligent, because love has grown cold amongst them, because they are indifferent towards the divine teaching of love, God lets his word sound from above. He draws people's attention to a process which again has the transmission of the teaching of love as its occasion. Thus he once again conveys this teaching to people so that they recognize its importance and should deal with it mentally. His word sounds from above, which teaches love for God and one's neighbor again in order to ignite the spark of love in people which is buried and in danger of being suffocated. For love has grown cold amongst people and they don't know what this means. That it signifies a spiritual low from which God still wants to rescue people before the end comes. God himself addresses people and gives them the commandments of love for God and neighbor again. He gives them the same gospel again which he also proclaimed when he walked the earth. For he wants people to live in love again, because they can only become blissfully happy if they changed their nature, which only knows selfish love, and therefore the human being is distant from God. God wants people to seek contact with him, which is only possible through love or through heartfelt prayer, which, however, will only be sent up to him by a person full of love. Love is the first thing, and love must therefore be preached again and again to people who are blissfully without love. Only when the human being's thoughts, intentions and actions are determined by love will he live according to God's will. And God announces this will to people through his word. He will only ever instruct people to fulfill his commandments of love, for then their thinking, wanting and acting will also be in accordance with God's will. Therefore, the divine teaching of love cannot be switched off. It is the most important thing because it gives people the guideline for their way of life, because it clearly reveals God's will, which will always be love for God and one's neighbor, because then the human being will change again into the former perfection, because then he will accept his original nature again, which was pure love. And again God will sound his word from above, for what is taught on earth is no longer respected, even though it is also meant to be the divine teaching of love. Yet the proclaimers on earth lack strength if they are not in most intimate contact with the one who himself is the word from eternity. And therefore God himself addresses people and conveys his word directly to earth, because the adversity on earth is great, because love has grown cold on earth, and because only through love can the human being be saved. And thus he will be taught again and again, and again and again he will be given the commandments of love for God and his neighbor, which he only needs to fulfill in order to acquire eternal life. Yet without love he will be lost for eternity, without love he will live his earthly life in vain, without love his soul cannot mature, without love he will remain a slave to God's adversary who is devoid of all love himself. Amen.